And so this year, I'd like to go a little bit farther. I'm not going to replow all that old ground, but try to build on a little bit. You will see some familiar topics, I hope, but really address a number of the issues that I see facing nonprofits with respect to intellectual property. Now, I will tell you up front that I put the top 10 risks. I think I'm biting off a little more than I can chew to finish it. I've got a lot of slides to cover in about 45 minutes. If I don't hit every issue, I apologize in advance. The slides are there. If we can get to maybe the first 5, 6, or 7, I think we'd be in good shape. We can consider the rest as a bonus. But before we start, let me just lay out the top 10 issues, give you a roadmap for where we're going. What we're going to try to do today is help you understand what's sort of in front of your nose. If you don't live and breathe, say, the creative space or intellectual property, or you don't think you do, you may not quite recognize where these issues lurk. And they really lurk kind of everywhere. But we also want to talk about some of the more important assets that protect your image to the public, namely your brand. We also want to talk about how to capture that value that's being created by, say, the volunteers, the contractors building things for you. What about things that people donate to you? You know, here and there you find people donating things like patents to nonprofits or copyright royalty interests instead of just the typical, you know, oil and gas royalties. So we'll talk about how to recognize those things and what to do about that, at least give you some frameworks for evaluating those. Some other common issues around fair use, releases for using, say, photographs, say, content, things provided by others. We also want to provide some basis for evaluating the risks and protecting the organization from the common IP risks that you see, not just in the near term, but also, you know, as the company, as the organization grows, not just from a local nonprofit, but also something that may span the globe and give you a reason to worry about offshore bank accounts, as I saw